And we're going to call on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And you know, the Holy Spirit wants to help us in the beginning of this time of calling on the name of the Lord to have a river that will flow in us that'll say, I am not giving up. Amen. Like when Jacob wrestled with that angel. God, we don't care how frustrated we've been. We put that under the blood. We don't care how impatient we've been. We put that under the blood. We don't care, Lord, how long it's taken. We're here tonight and we're coming boldly before the throne of grace. And Lord God, right now we rebuke every negative thought. And we ask Jesus to take every thought into captivity. And Lord, for when the enemy comes and says, well, nothing's changed, nothing's happened, you prayed before, oh Lord, we don't recognize that voice coming from you. And so we come tonight and we want to pray. We want to call on the name of the Lord. Oh God. Lord, why can't this be a night where we see a crack in the wall? Where we see things begin to happen. We see light starting to shine through. Why not? Lord, it's your word. It's your word that says, God, that persistent widow kept coming. She kept coming. She kept coming. And Lord God, she got her desire. And we're coming tonight. And we're going to pray, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've heard these requests that I've written down here. You've heard them. And Lord, some are coming from broken hearts. Some are coming from troubled spirits. Lord, these are our cares, and we cast them on you tonight. We cast them before you because you care for us. Lord God, we pray for Finch, Lord. Oh God, let this present trouble stop. We pray in Jesus' name. Let this present trouble, we pray, God, that Tim will get a report that something changed. Something changed. Because Christ has worked and Christ has moved. We believe you to do that. We pray, God, for Andrew. Lord Jesus, you know about this fellow. Dear Lord, God, we pray for family, friends that are out there. Well, how did you get a hold of us? You did it, though, God. You got a hold of us. We were out there. We were distant from you. And, Lord, somehow you reached us. And we pray for our friends and family, Lord God. Lord, let them just get disgusted with this world. And to the Lord, they need to call on a Savior. We believe you to do that. Oh, Lord, we pray for song, Lord. We pray for this. God, awaken. Awaken. Lord Jesus, we just believe you to do that. Lord Megan, we pray, Father, for Megan. We pray, God, for Sophia. Lord Jesus, we pray there, God, for Jaden. We ask for Trent, Lord. Haley, dear Lord, this Valerie, God. Lord, break the power of canceled sin, we pray. Lord, we trust you to do that. Oh, God. We're thankful that you're able, Lord. We pray for John, God. Oh, Lord, let the light of the gospel just beam into his heart and soul, Lord. We trust you to do that, Lord God. And we pray, for Millar, Lord Jesus. These are what we bring before you tonight. We lay them at your feet. Lord God, we just trust you for this. Oh, Lord Jesus. Our great King, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Lord, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, dear God. We pray for every one of these campers, Lord. God, we pray, Father, we do pray that, Lord, not just keeping them from mosquitoes, that's, yes, absolutely, but also keeping them from anything that would distract from the gospel of Christ. Lord, for what you brought them here for, we commit them to you, Lord, in the cottage, in the village. We pray for them. We pray for every counselor, Lord. They won't get weary in well-doing, but help them to have that strength for Pastor Gary, Lord, and those that are leading up in the cottage. Oh, Lord Jesus, we earnestly mention them before you, Lord, that you'll help them and equip them. God, when the disciples asked you, Lord, to teach them to pray, you said to call you Father. You said to call you Father. You're a good, good Father. And tonight, oh Lord, ringing in our ears is the chorus of heaven that we have a good, good Father. And we want to pray over this camp and over these requests tonight, yes, that thy kingdom will come and your will be done. Yes. On earth, Lord, on earth, your will be done. We trust you to do it, dear Jesus. We pray, God, for those, we want to pray, Lord, for those that are bound in sin. Lord, that are just trapped, whose minds are held captive by the enemy. Lord, we pray there'll come such a freedom, such a setting free. Oh, Lord, we just trust you to do that. We pray, God, not only for those that don't know you, but we pray for those who do know you, that maybe are discouraged with a besetting sin. Lord, tonight we pray against that thing. Lord, you gave us liberty and freedom, and we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for hearing our cry. We believe you heard our cry. Oh, Lord God, in your precious, powerful name, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where power, wondering, working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondering, working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Amen. Well, let's sing a powerful hymn in closing. It's number 89. It's in the White Chorus book. You'll find it. It's number 89. And I love the chorus to this. I need no other argument. I need no other argument. You know, the worst thing we can do is just have a big discussion with the enemy. You know, what a waste of time. You know what Nehemiah was told when Tobiah and them called him? He was smart, and God was helping him out. Don't go down to the that valley, right? That was called, what was that name of that valley again? What was it? Oh no, we should be that smart, right? Well, this song says when we get to the chorus, I need no other argument. I've made my mind up. I've decided Jesus is going to hear my prayer. It might be tonight, it might be tomorrow, but God hears my prayers. Thank you, Lord. Well, come on, let's sing it.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. For it is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Enough for me Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him. Jesus died, and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood.
Amen.
I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, O God. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We trust you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to give you some homework tonight as you retire, get some good sleep. Here's some homework. I want you to, before you finally fall off into la la land, say, I need no other argument. I don't need another plea. It's enough that Jesus died and died for me. And I will have the things I've asked of him, because he's got a more gracious heart than I can comprehend completely. Oh, thank you, Lord. And you know, I don't advocate stealing, but even if you want, maybe you want to even steal one of these books and go. And the verses are so good, you know. And in fact, instead of going on TikTok tonight,
take a picture
of it, or going on Instagram. I know you do. Maybe you want to just borrow one of these books. If you bring it back, it's not stealing, it's borrowing. And say, my faith has found a resting place. You see, that's what I mean, folks. The grass needs watering. The flower needs tending. You know? That grass didn't grow just because I requested it. I had to apply myself. So let's go after the things God has for us. This week, this evening, however long you're here, I know God wants to do a work, and he's going to do that. He's faithful and true. And so, Father, we put ourselves into your care. We covet the covering of your blood over this camp this evening. Give your people rest. Lord, give us the peace that passeth all understanding. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you.